From a seaside tragedy in Italy to the somber events of Good Friday, in today's video, we explore profound insights on suffering and God's providence. Stay tuned to hear what Padre Pio had to say.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us, by Renzo Allegri. As we conclude this Lenten season, during which I hope many of us have chosen to willingly embrace some form of suffering, some kind of bodily mortification to better prepare spiritually for Easter, and considering today is Good Friday, I feel it would be appropriate to share a profound insight by Padre Pio I encountered, where he addresses the issue of suffering. More specifically, he answers the question, why does God allow suffering? Now, of course, there's a big difference between voluntary enduring temporary suffering, like giving up sweets or embracing longer periods of fasting, and experiencing a tragedy that brings great prolonged suffering or even death. Well, today's story revolves around the latter, although its wisdom can be applied in a much broader sense. So, without further ado, let's dive into the story as recounted by Renzo Allegri. At a seaside resort on the western coast of the Italian Riviera, nestled in the picturesque city of Albenga, a tragic event unfolded. Over 30 children lost their lives when their boat capsized at sea. When the news reached San Giovanni Rotondo, someone asked Padre Pio, why does the Lord allow this, the pain of the innocent? Padre Pio remained silent for a moment, and his eyes filled with tears. Then he answered with a profound analogy. He said, a mother is embroidering. The child, sitting on his low stool, only sees the back of the embroidery, a confusing interweaving of colors and threads. If he were a bit taller, if he saw the embroidery from the right side, he would see the design and colors in their proper places. Well, my child, we are sitting on the low stool and only see the back of the embroidery. Now, this analogy by Padre Pio is simply ingenious, if you ask me. I can hardly imagine a better way to express our limited perspective within the vast tapestry of life. However, in addition to Padre Pio's wisdom, I would like to share the thoughts of Saint Claudio delle Colombiere. In his book, The Trustful Surrender to Divine Providence, Saint Claudio wrote, God directs all the events that people complain about in the world. And we cannot doubt that all the evils that God sends us are most useful to us. We cannot doubt it without suspecting God of lacking light to discern what is advantageous to us. Furthermore, he elaborates that it would be foolish not to trust in God, who perceives matters concerning us far better than we do ourselves. God is free from the passions that blind us. He penetrates the future, he foresees events and the effects that each cause must produce. If we saw everything God sees, we would undoubtedly want everything God wants. We would ask him for the same afflictions that we try to avoid through our vows and prayers. Now, in drawing a parallel with the profound wisdom of Padre Pio and Saint Claudio, let's turn our gaze to the somber events of Good Friday, where innocent Jesus bore the weight of immense suffering. Our Lord's wounds are the result of the sins of humanity, our sins, whether mortal or venial. Although shocking, this picture historically corresponds to how the Romans scourged Jesus. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. Imagine the anguish felt by those who loved Jesus, witnessing the agonizing events of his torture and death. In that moment, it seemed as though an irreparable tragedy was unfolding, and there was nothing they could do to stop it. However, the narrative takes a remarkable turn as we consider the unfolding divine plan. In the aftermath of Jesus' crucifixion, those who initially perceived an insurmountable tragedy came to understand that God, in his infinite wisdom, was orchestrating a profound transformation. What initially appeared as an unrelenting sorrow turned into the source of unimaginable graces for humanity. Much like Padre Pio's embroidery analogy, where the back of the tapestry seems chaotic until viewed from a higher vantage point, the apparent tragedy of Good Friday too reveals a divine design when seen through the lens of God's providence. So let's strive to remember that what may appear as pointless suffering or tragedy in our eyes can, in God's plan, serve as a path to graces and salvation. Wishing you all a blessed Good Friday and a joyous Easter from myself and the team. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your continued financial help and support. You make these videos possible for everyone. We thank you from our heart. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of this special program, why not join now? Members have special spiritual as well as material benefits. One such benefit are regular masses celebrated especially for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV said, "The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death." It is simple to join. Just click the link in the description below to find out more. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.